too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
Yeah, baby.
Did you miss Joel also?
Eye on the Outdoors. Gray Eye Radio from the bunker. Chilly 4 degrees this morning. It's the sheep keeps hollering. We sent it out to ISIS this morning. Congratulations. There's your music, your song. We have a little Mauna Loa Taste of the Tropics Mountains macadamia covered in milk chocolate. Boy, diets. We shot it this morning, didn't we? Here you go, Vogler. Here's another biscuit.
Whoa.
Feed the Vogler Vogler. Should put a sign up. Do not feed the Vogler Vogler. He was begging us, Matt, at break for another biscuit.
Might help, you know, Radio 101. Turn your mic on.
Turn the mic
talking
on.
To yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, you hear him. He was pitiful. Then he wanted the girly calendar, and that was for you.
Yeah, I almost feel bad about that now.
This is so good.
But then you gave him a sandwich, so now I feel okay.
Yeah, now, what's he going to do? He's got the breakfast sandwich. He's got the biscuit. And now he's supposed to be reading the news.
I would say, I'll eat the biscuit if you want to read the news. That's fine.
Yeah. Before you read, go take a bite. I'm going to give him a quick recipe. A lot of you ask about our breakfasts in deer camp because we was in the Ozarks. The next segment, I'm going to talk about a lot more about deer. But what I did there was I went to the store for the apples, the fried apples. You know, you can get fried apples at Cracker Barrel. They're really good. And we have made, Gary Lee's made them in camp, you know, sliced apples and cooked them and did the whole thing. But to save time, I got a couple cans of fried apples and I put them in a big skillet and I heated them up with added cinnamon and a little bit of sugar, a little sprinkle of sugar and cinnamon. And I cooked those. And then I took the berries, the blackberries that we picked in the Ozarks, and I put them in a bowl with a little sugar and I let them set. And then I put them in the pancake batter. And the pancake batter I used on this particular trip was called Pioneer. And you can get it in some of the grocery stores, especially in the Ozarks. And it's a really good pancake batter. I like it better than any of the other ones out there. And then I just mixed up my batter with eggs and stuff and put it in a bowl. And I added the blackberries, made the pancakes. And then when I put the pancakes on the plate, I added the fried apples on top of the pancakes. And the guys absolutely went crazy in deer camp. Of course, when I showed up early, a day earlier than everybody else, I made a big pot of chili, venison chili, and I put it in the refrigerator. And the other tip, ask me about my chili. They keep asking me on Facebook. I hate to post it on Facebook. The chili, the burgers, I cooked venison burgers on the grill, on the charbroiler. I made patties with real mayonnaise, a tablespoon of real mayonnaise in a pound and a half of venison, a little bit of Ray Ray's barbecue sauce, a little bit of A1, right, the seasoning, and I added cheddar cheese chunks, there was three cheeses in it, and I grilled it on the charbroiler. And then I took those with me to the Ozarks. Wrapped up, and then when I made the chili, that's the burger I put in.
You broke that up?
Broke that up and put it in the chili. So that's how I did that. And so when the guys, we had breakfast after that morning hunt, we came in and I made breakfast. I had blackberry pancakes with cinnamon apples on top with maple syrup from the Ozarks. And I made two eggs. I had hash browns, right? Fried potatoes. You know, the hash brown fried potato things. And I had them on a plate, and I covered them with chili. And there you go.
Does this mean I'm getting old?
And we just got a note from Mr. Shipman, and boy, was it awesome, too. He was eating that stuff. He's on Facebook eating them. Okay, Vogelbacher, you got some things for us?
Yes. Today, Owensville Winter Deer Classic special guest is Brad Harris.
Yeah, buddy Brad.
From Realtree Outdoors. It's Saturday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Family Life Center, First Baptist Church.
It's funny, he's trying to eat a biscuit and do the news.
West Lincoln in Owensville. Free chili lunch, outdoor crafts, vendors, archery demo, taxidermist artwork. Other presentations include Barbara Keller from Missouri Department of Conservation, Keith Carnahan.
You need to learn to condense your news items.
Yes.
You should have broke that down in like one paragraph. Next.
Okay. All-American Open Friction Calling Championship, January 27, 2018 at 10:30 a.m. That's going to be at Hannibal, Missouri. You had a lot of comments about this when you guys used to do the circuit.
Yeah.
And this is
calling circuit, turkey calling.
And on,
I wish you could see Matt over here eating this biscuit. It's awesome. I'm having a little macadamia chocolate covered nut right here this morning, and
really
the other
good.
Nuts on the other side over there on the other microphone eating a biscuit.
That's Monday, can't January read the news. 29th, First Baptist Church, California, Missouri. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the guest speaker is going to be Mike Rowe, and it's Outdoor Enterprises.
Mike Rowe
from Dirty Jobs.
From Dirty Jobs.
How about that?
Door prizes, Sportsman's Banquet.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Call 911. You got a cough button.
It's going to be Saturday, February 17th, 5 p.m.
We're sitting here chewing.
Dutch Ridge Baptist Church. That's in Carbondale.
Well, your first show of 2018, you really suck. You know that.
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm just out of practice. You know,
man, that chocolate's good, huh? I shouldn't be eating that. I'm on a diet.
Oh, the macadamia nuts in there are just really good.
Washing it down with coffee. Thank you, John Boy.
And you want the spring turkey hunting dates?
Well, ain't that what you're supposed to be doing?
Spring youth portion, April
7th. Please don't judge our radio show from Vogler Vogler's
season
performance
this morning. April 16th through May 6th, firearms turkey season, October 1st through 31st. Then they have irregular season. Archery deer and turkey hunting dates, archery season, September 15th through November 9th, and then November 21st through January 15th.
Try speaking into the microphone instead of looking down, away from it.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll get this right.
It's like he's brand new, huh, Matt?
A firearms deer season.
New
early
year,
youth
same
portion, Bogler. October 27th
Nothing
and
seems
28th.
To change.
And firearms deer November portion, November 10th through 20th.
Wait.
Firearms,
November?
November.
Alrighty.
Oh, I wish
November deer.
I wish our
portion,
listeners could have saw Vogelbacher begging for a second biscuit during break. It was pretty sad,
that
wasn't
it? Wipes the drool and Peanut doesn't beg that.
That's
much.
Just what I was going to say. That's Peanut's been begging this morning. She's not supposed to have that stuff. I brought her doggy biscuit. It's funny. I give her doggy biscuit. She looks at it, looks at me, and growls.
Firearm antlerless portion, November 30th through December 2nd.
Boring.
Firearms deer alternative methods portion. Listen to this.
What's the date next year?
December 22nd through January 1st.
I did it again.
Why? That's stupid.
Why do that?
Guys, this is stupid.
We need to have that closer in the first part of December after the gun season. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Get some of that secondary rut going on.
When that famous ice storm came
before,
through.
Yeah, before you freeze your tail off like we did.
Can remember that. We were out there in -4 degrees that year.
That was stupid.
It's cold.
It was 4 degrees this time, but Mr. Shipman loaned me his buddy heater, and I had it in my blind. It was pretty nice.
Oh, they are.
That's
don't,
a, and it don't make no noise. It don't make no noise.
Don't touch them. Remember that year I burnt my... You were laughing. What'd you do? I tried to move it. Did you use the handle, Vogler?
Boy, this is riveting radio this morning,
yes,
isn't
it? Yes,
it
is.
Tell me about it.
It's hard to talk with a candy in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And
was that your second biscuit already you cleaned up, man?
No, I put aside. I'll have
that
probably
later.
Somewhere. Yeah.
That's a good move.
Usually I kind of give me something to look forward to later.
Yeah, plus you hide it from the Vogler Vogler.
Well, I don't know about that. He already spotted it. I got to sit here with a rolled up newspaper and swat him away.
National Seminar Series.
Get into the microphone. You can do this.
It's 2018 Spring Turkey Hunting Seminar. Calling is Everything. 2018 Video Projection Seminar. Confessions of a Wild Turkey Killer. And
Serial Killer.
Serial Killer.
Get it right.
Turkey Serial Killer.
I killed some cornflakes and some Cheerios. I killed them dead.
Pre-roll.
Lucky Charms weren't so lucky.
Ray Eye Productions.
Vogler, what's the date? It's the National Wild Turkey Federation's National Convention. When is it? February 15th through the 18th.
That, what he said.
Jeez.
You still got to look at
that. He's prepared, isn't he? He's prepared. Yes, I'm coming back to the NWTF convention. We'll be having those folks on to talk about the convention and future shows. And I'll be doing the 9 a.m. Got me back at my 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Been doing that for 20 years. If you're going to the NWTF convention in February, come by and see us. We're going to rock and roll, baby.
They're not going to cut you short this year either.
No, they know better. Trust me.
They had some complaints about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was...
not good. That wasn't good for anybody. I'm glad we was able to kiss and make up, get things going the right direction. This is an important organization. They do great things for wildlife conservation. Great. They're great people. They're family. I've been to every convention. I've never missed a convention. So I'm going back. So let's take a break.
Woohoo!
We're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.